design the whole system to say, okay, yep, every single person have to relate to someone else that they don't know, that they didn't grow up with, maybe from a different country, different culture, that when you do this for a week, for a month, your life will change.
This is a slice of humility, optimism, and confidence.
Life is not a straight path, not a straight line path, up and down. So people can portray whatever they want to portray. Whatever we're showing is what we want to show. But life, it goes up and down. Because if there's no down in life, how do you know that you're better than yesterday? If there's no down, how can you appreciate the good times when there's never be a bad time? So the same concept, like when they were comparing countries, you know, like there's been a different study or people discussion about when they're comparing countries, the way people perceive what difficulty is. And for example, to some people in some country, not having a job is a problem for them, but they still have like a social system that support them. But for someone else in another country, it might be not getting killed. It's not a problem for him. Or like not dying before the certain age, it's something that's not a problem for him. But anything above that is a problem for them. So this kind of like, it's all about perception. Our mindset is, you know, it's kind of like we talk over the course of our lifetime from when we were young, based on our parents, the society, the people around us, where we grew up, to think in a certain way. And that becomes the mold we are, which is like a box. So, and everything we see in front of us, we perceive it from that point of view. We compare it to that. And for most people that haven't traveled much or that haven't expanded their, like, their horizon, they haven't like their perspective, they haven't blown it up a bit by interacting with other people that are not actually the same as themselves. Maybe they've traveled, maybe they just lived with them, maybe it could be any different way. They haven't actually had a different point of view without having to run away from it. You know, they haven't, because every single time they get uncomfortable, they run away. But if you want to grow, you have to go outside your comfort zone. From that point, you're gonna start learning something new. You realize you're not that special, because everyone's been telling you you're very special all your life. You realize, oh, that's just what they've been saying based on the people around me. But if I'm somewhere else, I'm kind of insignificant. Because then they start learning all this truth about themselves. Then they start learning about maybe some other thing other people haven't said to them or showed them that they're really good at. And they start realizing all this aspect of themselves comparing to something that they're not used to. And that's very uncomfortable for most of the time. And this is the way to grow. But for most people, before they get to this point, they run away. They get stressed, they get frustrated, and they leave, and they don't want to go back there. If there's a way to get more people to start, maybe when we come out of the whole coronavirus, to actually redesign the whole system to say, okay, yep, every single person has to relate to someone else that they don't know, that they didn't grow up with, maybe from a different country, different culture, that when you do this for a week, for a month, your life will change, because you realize, you know, what you call pain for someone else is just a scratch. And when you call happiness for you, for someone else, it's just a smile. Because you realize, like, happiness for you, maybe you have a partner that really care about you, maybe always cook food for you in the morning. And for someone else, it could be something so much grandier. But for you, it might mean nothing, or for someone else, it might be something big. So it's like all these different perspectives, we only learn them when we relate to people outside the one we know. So, and this is something about Sweden, actually, that this is even stronger in Sweden than what I know. People stay within a certain line because they don't want to step outside the boundary, outside the group. So this is the mindset people have. And I learned this the hard way. I really learned this the hard way. When I talk to people and they ask me a question, I give them answer based on my objective thinking. And people don't like that at all. And for me, I don't care. I was just like, okay, see ya. Okay, see ya. It's good to listen to perspective as well, because I love the experience you had. You know, like I've been through them as well so many times. And I understand people go through this, and And that's why it's good to listen to other people, to talk to other people, to understand their perspective, where they've been. And the perspective, from what I understood, is like, it doesn't have to be, it's information. It's not criticism. When people are talking, when you're discussing, it's just like giving you my view or what I see, and we discuss it, and I can learn something from you, and you can learn something from me. See, it's not like a 1 + 1 = 2 every single time. You know, 1 + 0.5 + 0.2 + 0.3 = 2. So it's not a mindset that is very fixed that, okay, yeah, I studied this theory, this is the way it is. But we came up with the theory. Someone else came up with an idea that has to be proven. And a theory is something that's been proven because it was agreed upon by multiple people. A lot of people agree upon it. That's why it becomes a theory. It's still an idea that someone else came up with. If no one else came up with it, no, there would be nothing to be proven. And because 50 people said, oh yeah, we agree, now it becomes a theory. Because those 50 people, they might just be someone from American universities or people from European university. Other people might not agree with it. So, but it still becomes a theory because enough people agree with it. Because this is the way society works. And the same thing work in most society. Theories, you know, like the norm, is what everyone agrees with. If you go outside that, you become, uh-oh, what are you doing? You're the outsider. Without realizing that who that create that norm, they're just like you, but they came up with something new and everyone agreed with it over time. That's why it became numb. So now if you create something new, if you have a new way of thinking, it doesn't mean you're wrong or right. It just means there's a new way. So people need to be open to it and just look at it objectively to say, okay, yep, I don't agree. Oh, it's bullshit. Okay, there's an idea there. Maybe I'll start looking at it. Then over time, proven, that becomes a norm. And this perception, this way of thinking is more we need to have in the society. But as it is, people just, if you do something different, something new, people don't agree with it, they cancel you. Do you realize these days, more and more people are ghosting people? I don't understand the concept of ghosting. I never do that. I don't get it. But I realized in the past 2 years that more and more people are ghosting other people. I've had stories that people just, poof, you're talking, you're discussing, then all of a sudden people just disappear. Nothing. So that's not normal. But now it's normal because more people are doing it. And does that make it right? So, and that's just the sole question that always go through my head. But since more people are doing it, then it becomes a norm. But for you, you have the humility to know like what you're good at, what you're not good at, what you want and what you don't want. And it doesn't depend on anyone else. It just do what you're supposed to do, what you need to do, what you want to do at the time you want to do it. Because it's right for you. And every time you do it, you just get it done. And with the confidence in yourself, since you're not focusing on anyone else, it's all coming from the inside. Because you work on yourself and you work with other people as well now to do exactly the same. And this is a kind of like a growth mindset everyone needs to start working on, moving forward. And the more and more people that could do this, the more and more we can develop as a society, I believe.
If you have enjoyed listening to this podcast and would like to listen to more, please subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast or listen directly on murphyalex.sc. Take care of yourself and have a great one.